I'm Aaron Zimmerman. I'm from Rosendale, Wisconsin. I actually went to school for agronomy at UW River Falls. My dad and uncle are both alumni from River Falls. The operation consists of my dad and my uncle as primary operators. My grandmother still helps out. I came back to the farm 3 years ago, when I came back from college. We run 2,700 acres of corn, soybeans, and wheat. We operate a grain elevator. We have a license to buy, sell, merchandise corn, soybeans, and wheat. We primarily do like a no-till practice. It's a strip till for corn and soybeans on 30-inch rows. We do some wheat in the rotation as well.
Aaron, can you share more about some of the decisions for 2016 as you look at getting ready for planting season? Are you planning for any major acreage shifts, or how are you planning to stay ahead with tight margins?
So for us, we're pretty fixed in our operation in the way that we work. We don't really rent any of that land. All that land was bought in the past. And, you know, as we go into this ag recession, which has been kind of artificially held up for the last few years, you know, due to like years like 2012. And when we look at when the boom really started taking off, how long should have it lasted and why did it peak in 2012? Well, had we not had a drought that's arguably worse than 1988, and only because of, you know, transgenes and new hybrids being brought forward and better understanding that breeding process, we probably would have saw a much greater hit than 1988. So really, we're looking at that was probably like a, you know, a 50-year drought. So for us, changes won't be substantial. I know for a lot of guys are cutting back on what they're willing to pay in rent. Margins are tight. We had a little rally here, which was probably just short covering, but you know, we look back last year, too. We look at, like, Indiana and Illinois, who had more prevent plant acres before my time, before watching all that stuff. But, I mean, I think we had 9 million prevent plant acres last year, and we averaged 3 to 4, roughly. So I'm pretty bearish, as much as I'd like to be, you know, on the other, you know, looking at the table a little differently, have full sort of an idea. But it's as far as adjustments for us, it's easier because we own the land, I guess, for us. There really won't be any real major differences. I suppose you can look at, you know, corn, depending on where you are in the country too, and what your yields look like and what your input costs are. But I know that for a lot of guys, they're looking more at heavier corn acres just because the ROI is a little better. I mean, if you're, you know, I don't know what the markets were, 927 here before the report probably just came out. So I don't know what they're doing now, but I think that corn probably is still a safer management bet. And I would expect to see more corn acres. Now, if we get a wet spring, push comes to shove, we're going to see more beans.
Coming back to the farm as a young farmer, do you think that leads to more of a positive approach, having those fresh eyes on the farm of what the market's doing in the long-term future?
Boy, that's a tough question. Markets are everybody's favorite thing to talk about, and they're probably because it's the thing that anyone can look like a genius and anyone can look like a fool. It doesn't matter if you're a Stuart Peterson or if you're a Mark Gold or who you are. You know, those guys make good trades and they make bad trades. It's just, where do you wind up, you know, on a few year average, I guess, is more and who's willing to stand behind you. The marketing of grain, what's changed? I don't know. Analytical trading has gotten much more popular. Understanding who the players are and where the money is actually coming from probably can help. Maybe I think that there's a shift in agriculture because we have less farms. The operators are only been getting older. We don't see a lot of young generations. There's a lot of consolidation, just like with equipment suppliers and chemical suppliers and whoever else. I mean, we just watched ChemChina buy out Syngenta, and we're watching, you know, DuPont Pioneer merge. We're looking at all these different mergers that are taking place, and it on the local small scale, on the farmer level, we're going to watch that take place again, just like we did in the late 70s into the early 80s. You know, this is the exact same cycle that we saw then. Am I in an advantage being younger? I don't think so. I think those guys who are probably in their mid-50s that have a good land base and don't have a very high operating cost and are able to keep margins fairly safe and that are just more conservative in their overall thought process, I think those guys are probably the guys who are going to be able to be more aggressive here in the future. They watch land, you know, a lot of guys too bought land at a really high price. And so that,
any challenges that you feel your generation is facing versus maybe your dad or uncle?
I don't know. I really don't think so. I think everybody's pretty much dealt the same hand in life. I think what you do with it is probably more a reflection of who you are. I just watched a super boom in commodities take place, just unproportional. I mean, we might not see something like that in years to come. With that said, I was sitting in my ag econ class back at River Falls listening to our econ teacher tell us, buy all the land that you can. Well, what if you would have done that? You know, I mean, what were your debt to asset ratio? You can't, depending on your relationship with your lender, how much can you possibly take on, especially when those things flip upside down? Land goes from $8,000 to $10,000 an acre value all the way down to $4,000. You know, it's just not reasonable to believe that won't happen again in my lifetime. I think this is all just played out. This is just cyclical. It just will repeat itself time and time again.
And heading into spring, where are you at this point with field work and some of the early spring expectations?
I'm not expecting a 2013. 2013, we got off to an awesome start. It was we set corn record yields for our farm. We had all the crops were great. We got started early. It's easy in the Northern Crescent here, where the guys in Illinois and Iowa think we shouldn't grow corn, but we do. Growing degree units are our biggest limiting factor. I'm not predicting a terribly warm early spring. I've listened to a number of different people talk this winter on what they expect the weather patterns to be. I'm guessing it's going to be what they said. It'll probably be cool and wet. And for us, that's tough, you know, because we are so much further north than a lot of those other states. It gets tough for us to get planted and get, you know, full day maturity out there. So
any other comments?
I don't think so.
Perfect. So